very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them.
Hey guys! Episode 15.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tim and Jay Show. I'm Tim.
I'm Jay.
Guys, we got an awesome show for you.
We are counting down our top five favorite Pokemon. I'll tell you my top five, Tim will tell you his top five.
We'll see if they mix up.
You might not agree, but I don't really care. But before that...
Yes, we have a shout-out. This one goes out to Google for their awesome April Fool's Day.
It's not that we're mad, it's that we're just so very disappointed.
We are. If you guys haven't seen, you easily like get this app and you go searching around town and all of a sudden random Pokemon appear on your screen. Essentially, you know, you go out and become a Pokemon master in real life where you capture Pokemon and whatnot.
Basically living the dream.
Until you find out at the very end that it's a joke. Spoiler alert. Google, thanks for turning my childhood dreams into my fucking nightmares now.
Yeah, not cool, Google.
I'm very sad about that.
I was a little upset. Really awesome. I saw it and I was like, holy fuck, this is sweet. And then it's like, oh no, it's not at all.
No. But good job, because like even the graphics in that were pretty awesome.
Yeah, anyways, well played.
I'm going to take this shot. This goes out to you, Google. Well played, sir. Well played.
Down the hatch. On to the top five. That's what you're all here to see. Hopefully. Tim, would you like to start us off with your number five choice?
Number five choice coming in. This should be no shocker to anybody. This has to be a Pokemon that's from top five. This is Ash's Pikachu. Not Pikachu in general. Ash's Pikachu. That thing is badass. It takes no for answer. It doesn't even go in a fucking Pokeball.
No.
It just slaps its tail and is like, fuck you, I'm walking with you, buddy.
Not happening.
Because he enjoys exercise.
Even though he's still a chubby little Pikachu. My number five, good old Mewtwo. I wanted to pick one of those cool ones that's kind of like came in at the end of the 150. Because our top five is the original 150.
The way Pokemon was intended before they decided to sell out the pricks.
So yeah, number five, Mewtwo. Just cool. Just in general, teleporting and shit.
He's technically not a Pokemon per se.
Don't, let's not start this debate.
If you watch the Pokemon movie.
Number four
on mine is Slyther. He is like the praying mantis motherfucker with the blades for
him. I was gonna put him on mine.
How can you not put him on there?
He's pretty badass, but I saw him on yours, so I didn't do it.
He's very rarely shown, but like he is fucking badass. It's a massive lizard with blades for fucking hands. Like, yeah. Wolverine can't even compete with that.
Well,
he couldn't. What would you do if you saw a massive like praying mantis with fucking hands?
And I was Wolverine. I'd fucking cut him.
I think he'd cut you first.
See about that. Debatable. My number four. I kind of went with the more comical ones, actually, now that I look in my list. Farfetch'd. There's only one guy, I think, that actually had one. Otherwise, it was just, like, randomly all over the place, I think.
Yeah, it was like a bug catcher would always have a Farfetch'd.
Yeah. Just cool looking. He's got his little stick and stuff, or reed or whatever it was. Just cool. He's my number four.
Number three. Getting into the top three, Gyarados. Magikarp's fucking useless, but once you get him evolved to Gyarados...
But he's so lovable.
Yeah, bullshit. Splash around in a freaking puddle all you want, you prick.
Yeah.
Then you get Gyarados, and like, how the hell does like a Magikarp become a Gyarados?
That's just how it is, though. They start out all fucking lame, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well.
It just goes to show, guys, with a little effort, you can become anything. Jay, what's your number three?
My number three is Snorlax.
Wow.
Talk about inspirational Pokemon here. He is huge. He does absolutely nothing.
He rolls.
He's just funny looking.
And
I don't know.
Blocks fucking entrances.
If I had a Snorlax, I would just cuddle with it. That's all I would do.
I think it would cuddle with
Cuddles
you.
For days. Number two, Tim.
Number two comes in. I had actually Eevee for this, but then I thought about it and I'm like, Eevee's kind of wimpy, so I decided to go...
Yeah, but you have three options with Eevee.
You do, to evolve. I think the one that I actually chose was a much better number two, and that's Growlithe. I have a thing for flame Pokemon, too, so... and he comes into Arcanine, which is a bigger dog, and he's fucking huge, and he shoots fire at you. Like, what can't you say? I wish my dogs fucking threw fire.
Tucker.
But all he does is piss and shit everywhere.
Yeah. Number two for me Keeping Up with the Lovable Little Guys, Psyduck.
Psyduck.
Who doesn't fucking love Psyduck?
What a stupid Pokemon.
He's so dumb, but he'll just, like, some shit will be going on, and all of a sudden he'll just be like, and then save the day somehow. It's awesome. He's the unsung hero of Pokemon.
Alright guys, here we go. Number ones.
Number one.
Our number ones. Mine's obvious. And I think this is probably a lot of people's number one. And it's Charizard.
He's cool.
You can't go wrong with it. It's a big, massive fucking dragon that doesn't take no for an answer. He's stubborn. Well, mine is. He doesn't like me.
No. He doesn't he doesn't learn to like Ash for a while, eh?
No, he gets pissed off at Ash for a while.
And then he pieces out for a long time, and then he comes back.
Yeah, if we're talking about the show, he doesn't like Ash. Mine doesn't like me, but that's because I keep it locked up in a cage in the backyard, and it doesn't really get pissed off a lot. Hold up, stop the press. I want to tell you a story about how I got my first Pokemon card of Charizard.
I have one, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you remember the day you got it?
No.
I do. And it's fucked up.
Okay, let's hear it.
That I remember anyways. When I was in grade 8, we came up to Thunder Bay for our graduation class. In case you guys don't realize, I'm not actually from Thunder Bay. I grew up an hour out of town.
Came to the big city?
I did. It was really weird. So we came up here, we went to the mall, and you know that little, like, thrift shop beside Sports Check?
Fun fact, that's where Kelsey works now.
Hey! I don't know what they still do, but they sold Pokemon cards back in the day.
Cards there.
And they had, like, the little bundles. Like, yep.
Booster packs.
Yeah, whatever it was, like the $2,000 you had to pay back in the day to get them.
Fuck, yeah.
They were expensive. But I was, like, rooting through my cards, and of course, like, the last one, I look at it, and it's fucking Charizard.
Nice.
Oh, it's boxed up at my parents' house. In a collector card case, hasn't been touched for probably about 10 years now. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
All right, Jay, what's your number one? What's
going to be my Charizard? I don't know if he'd beat him.
He'd fucking get his ass kicked by Charizard. Well, yes,
no, because he's a psychic one. So he might just be like, boop, and then Charizard's like, what the fuck? I'm confused.
Who are we talking about, Jay?
We are talking about Mr. Mime.
Mime!
Fucking Mime. He's just adorable, and he's funky looking, and he's just funny. I don't know. He's always been my favorite. He's not necessarily the strongest Pokemon out there, but he's just different.
Definitely not the strongest.
Whatever, Charizard.
Just saying, he's strongest.
I could mime the shit out of your Charizard.
Yeah, well, my Charizard would burn your Mime's ass off.
If he wasn't confused.
Which he was never confused.
No, I'm pretty sure I've seen him with the blue on the eyes before. He's been confused.
Well, then obviously you don't know how to play Pokemon properly, because Charizard should never get confused. It should be...
So, that's our top fives. If you agree, great.
If you have your own top five you want to share with us, make sure to leave it in the comments below down here. Also, click the little subscribe button somewhere around where my hand is. Approximately.
Maybe.
Might be over here. Might be here. Might be up there.
Spatial awareness.
Subscribe, like, also Facebook and Twitter. If you have your own top five, make sure to hashtag AskTimAndJay, and we will put it on the show, and we will respond, because we love responding to your comments.
Find us on Facebook, The Tim and Jay Show. Find us on Twitter, @TimAndJayShow.
Also find us on Podomatic and iTunes for podcasts. Make sure to subscribe to them, and they automatically download. We do shows every Friday, so make sure to tune into our YouTube channel, which you already are on, probably, unless you're listening to the podcast, which I love you for listening to us. Let me talk really, really quiet to you right now.
I'm going to just end this now. We'll see you guys in a week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show, because we enjoyed bringing it to you. See ya.
Bye.